Welcome back to Hits Different, a Taylor Swift podcast. Taylor announced her fourth and final edition of the Tortured Poets Department. It's called The Black Dog. So, of course, Ryan and I had to dive into all of the evidence that we could find about this new variant. And we really wanted to take a minute to shout out everyone who joined our Discord server for our Eras Tour watch party. We had so much fun chatting with you guys and getting to know more about you and your favorite songs and favorite eras. And, of course, clowning at midnight when absolutely nothing happened. If you want to join our Discord server and chat with us, the information for that is in our episode notes. And please follow or subscribe so you can stay up to date with everything going on with the Hits Different podcast. Like, rate, review, or comment wherever you get your podcasts. All right, it's time to...
I trace the evidence, make it make some sense.
In Singapore, Taylor announced the variant of the Black Dog.
So I kind of wanted to show you something that nobody else has seen before. So this is the final edition of the Tortured Poets Department's final cover, and it's called the Black Dog Edition. I just can't wait for you to hear it, and I just appreciate the enthusiasm.
Now that we know what we know, all I think about when watching back that video is some of us were expecting rep because we're crazy. go back and watch my theory video on YouTube. People were hype. She knows too. She knows what everyone wants and is expecting, and she doesn't even care. And then they see it, and then you can hear the crowd kind of die down a little bit. They're like, okay. And then they get hype again when she says it's the final one, because they're probably like, we can hold on to this and we at least got the final variant and that's a big deal. But like, you can hear the rise and fall of the crowd being like,
I think you're totally projecting.
I don't know, man. Go back and take a listen.
They just got quiet to listen to Taylor talk.
Listen, it's not to say that the Black Dog isn't cool, but it's not the rep release that some of us thought we were getting. That's all I'm saying. Some of us.
It would have never, ever made sense for her to drop rep while she's promoting a different album.
Did you listen to the theories? I wasn't alone. Not just mine. Okay, we're moving on. Okay.
I would like to enter into evidence that the Black Dog is a metaphor for depression.
I have two ties to depression from the Black Dog, one being the Black Dog Institute and one being the Black Dog Campaign, both that come with a definition that mentions depression.
Okay.
The Black Dog Institute is a nonprofit facility for diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of mood disorders such as depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder. The other one is the Black Dog Campaign, began in the UK to raise awareness and resources for those living with depression. Symbolism is that of a sullen dog that a person is struggling to get off their backs. It links back to the idea of dogs guarding the afterlife in an absence of color and light.
Dang, you just took that to new realms.
A new galaxy.
I had that the Black Dog is a way of referring to feelings of depression, such as great sadness or lack of energy, and that the term the Black Dog is often used in conversations about depression. For people, this describes a state of depression characterized by sadness and a loss of desire to partake in the activities that you once loved, and that the image of a large, intrusive black dog helps people identify the difficult-to-see aspects of depression.
Which is interesting, because I've never heard of the Black Dog outside of the two associations I just gave in random passing.
Right, like a common phrase. Like, right, oh, like, he's got the black dog.
I know. I want to say that now because it makes depression seem a lot less scary. There's also black dog pubs and bars, and that's a whole nother side thing.
It made me think of Harry Potter.
Oh, yes. Same. Yes.
All right. Let's enter it into evidence.
I present to you evidence of, yes, my initial thought was black dog, Harry Potter. I can't say I'm a Potterhead because I have friends who are, and we ain't the same. It was like my Taylor Swift as a kid. Like, it was like, oh my God, the book's coming out. I am at Barnes & Noble. The morning it comes out, I'm getting that book. I'm reading it all within a day. Like,
this is why Taylor is perfect for millennials, because we grew up with this, like, release culture.
As did, like, she.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the same age. I just thought of it even separate of all that TTPD reference. I was like, Black Dog and Harry Potter, Sirius Black. Honestly, Prisoner of Azkaban's probably my favorite book.
Damn.
That whole relationship, it had me in my little kid feelings. Spoiler, when he died, I cried. Sorry, yeah. For everyone who doesn't know, 20 years later, I literally cried. I couldn't handle it. I was beside myself when I read that in the book.
I was like in my bed reading it, and I like threw myself out of bed and was like, I can't believe this.
Their relationship was all I cared about. Sirius Black, obviously, if you go into the Harry Potter lore, goes deep, deep about the Black Dog. But like in a nutshell,
because
it's like
he was a dog.
Right. But it's also the omen of death. And so you have this, like, you know, the dogs guarding the afterlife. So they're like a guardian, as Sirius was, but also an omen of death, which he ended up freaking dying. Before Harry knew that this dog was his godfather, deathly
like
things
following him around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. Glad to know Taylor likes Harry Potter.
She loves these fantasy books. So do we think that Taylor is depressed? That Joe is the Black Dog? That like their relationship was just like haunted by this depression?
Yeah. My God. If we've learned anything from the variants, it's she is effed up, man. Or was. She's not now. Was any of her relationship joyful? I don't know. Like, I think definitely those last few years were this.
They're going through it.
Because the lyrics being old habits die screaming.
Yes, the back cover art says old habits die screaming.
Do you have evidence for that?
My evidence for that relates to what she ended up singing after she made this announcement. So I would like to enter into evidence. She sang Clean and Evermore as a mashup after this announcement. And there are so many lyrics in Clean and Evermore to dive into. But the overarching theme of both of those songs is like going through something and like coming out the other side, you know, healing, processing, moving on. For example, from Clean, I think I'm finally clean. From Evermore, this pain wouldn't be forevermore. In Clean, she talks about 10 months sober. At the time that she played Clean and made this announcement, their breakup was announced 10 months prior. So there's that correlation. Sky turned black like a perfect storm from Clean. Gray November, I've been down since July from Evermore. And then also in Evermore, one of the Bon Iver lines is the violence of the dog days.
Thinking of Florence and the Machine, who is on this new album, iconic song, Dog Days Are Over.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dog Days, I never actually understood what that phrase meant. Is it same thing in relation to this whole depression thing?
The dog days can either be referred to as the hottest period of the year, so like the actual summer, or a period of inactivity or sluggishness. The dog days are over. You went through this period and you're coming out of it.
And that makes me think, what is the song that Florence is featured on? Florida.
Which
you talk about, like, the relation of the dog days being over, the hot, sluggish period. Florida's hot as hell. Once you get through the summer, the dog days are over. So there's some, like, you know. I also was thinking, when I read Old Habits Die Screaming, I was like, all right, what habits stuck out to me? And so I was like, what song does she have that she says habits in? And the main one, maybe the only one, that pops up is The Last Great American Dynasty. And the lyric is, free of women with madness, their men and bad habits. And then it was bought by me, which are like, that's like one of the very iconic lyrics from that song.
Right. That's good.
Related or not, you're like, dang.
See, the old habits die screaming made me think from Clean of water filled my lungs. I screamed so loud, but no one heard a thing. She's dying screaming like she's underwater, just like screaming and no one can even hear her.
It's a very aggressive lyric. I think it's like one of the more aggressive ones from the variants that we've gotten.
Yes, we've gotten, I love you, it's ruining my life. You don't get to tell me about sad. Am I allowed to cry? And Old Habits Die Screaming.
The fact that these are four different songs, you're like, okay.
The Old Habits Die Screaming, The Black Dog, Clean and Evermore, to me is sending this message that they went through a dark period. Can we make this work? Will something change? Like, the old habits die hard. Old habits die screaming takes that phrase to a whole other level. They were fighting for their relationship or fighting with each other. And the fact that she put that phrase out there and then played Clean and Evermore, I think shows that there is going to be like healing in this album too. It's not all just going to be dragging the relationship through the mud. It's going to show that they went through this and now she's come out on the other side, because ultimately Clean and Evermore offer that sense of, all right, closing this chapter, I can move on. This isn't going to be the rest of my life. I'm finally clean.
Which throws back to the wonder of, when did she finish this album? And while she's been working on it and thinking about it for 2 years, and clearly in the latter of her and Joe's relationship, is there any overlap? Did she finish it, you know, when she met Travis? Who knows if there were any additions? Because if there's any healing, it has to be post Joe, right? Like, you can't be in the thick of it and be like thinking ahead to like when you want it to be healing. So it's like, maybe those additions were last minute, which Taylor can pump out, produce, and solidify a song and probably like an hour. She wanted it to be this cohesive thing, not just this depressing ass album of like, okay, well, are you depressed like I am or was? Cool. Good luck. Go listen to Lover if you're feeling really down from this album, because there's no hope here. It's like, she would never leave us.
Lover's full of anxiety. I don't know if you should go there either.
But at least the vibe is up, so you forget what you're like thinking about. You're like, oh, I feel good, even if this is, you know, compartmentalizing, masking.
I saw someone saying that about Anti-Hero. Obviously, the lyrics of Anti-Hero are so introspective of how she feels like her life is too big and unmanageable, and she feels like she's the anti-hero, but everyone's rooting for her and like navigating all these things. But it's such a bop. One day I'll watch as you're leaving for the last time. She's literally predicting the end of the relationship in that song. You got tired of my scheming.
I mean, Hits Different, I Forget Constantly is a freaking breakup song, but you don't know because it's so chill and upbeat and happy.
Cruel Summer is like kind of a sad song also. Said I'm fine, but it wasn't true. I don't want to keep secrets just to keep you.
But at least it ends positively when, you know, she tells him that she loves him.
Ain't that the worst thing you ever heard? Who says that?
And he doesn't say it back. He just looks up grinning.
I've seen people saying that they feel this album will be less about Joe. Like, we all think, oh, she's coming for Joe. But that it's really going to be about her feelings and her processing an important relationship and having to, like, come to terms with it ending and saying goodbye. I think we'll probably get one or two songs that are pretty damning towards Joe, like The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. But I definitely agree with them. I don't think
So Long London.
I don't think that her intention would be to just like come at him repeatedly for like 20 songs. I think it'll be more about what she's feeling and what she went through than it will be a slander album.
Oh, yeah. We'll know if, you know, we all start going too hard on Joe and then she's like, guys. Like her little speech she gives at the beginning of the Eras Tour. Guys, I know these songs are about people or thought so, but like they're about you now. So she'll have to like tell us to chill the F out.
She had to do that when she re-released Speak Now. She was like, please don't go after anyone I dated when I was like 19. I don't care about that anymore. I would like to enter into evidence the Phantom Clear vinyl. So although Taylor said the special edition variants were complete with the Black Dog, there had to be a Target edition. There always is a Target edition that's a little different. So Taylor Nation announced on Daylight Savings, by the way, it was Spring Ford, they got us with an announcement. I don't know why they didn't announce this in Singapore, but whatever. The Phantom Clear vinyl will be available at Target. And it seems to be the same version as far as songs go, as the original version that was announced, because the bonus track is the manuscript. However, the vinyl itself is white. And not just white. In the description on Target, the disc is listed as ghosted white. Taylor Nation tweeted this. And so we enter into evidence this Phantom Clear TS TTPD vinyl with bonus track The Manuscript, because we value transparency at the Tortured Poets Department. Available to pre-order only at Target until supplies disappear. So did someone get ghosted?
Dude, I can't remember. I saw on TikTok something about the color scheme and all that nonsense. And I just kept swiping because I was like, I cannot deal with this.
Okay, this is right up your alley. This is a rep theory. But if he's a ghost, then I can be a phantom.
Yes, that's what I saw. See, I pick and choose the rep clowning because you know what? Your girl can't do it all. And I can't. This is how I stay stoked. If I got stoked at all the things, I'd be less stoked. So I pick and choose. I saw it and I was like, no, we ain't doing this. That's just Taylor trolling us. Watch, I'm gonna end up side swiping the real thing and be like, guys, no. And it's like, it was a red herring all over again.
To me, this is the most like clear playoff of reputation that she could make. Like ghost and phantom being used to describe this variant. And clearly, again, Reputation was the album that she first started writing about Joe and their relationship. And now it's come to an end. And this final edition of the vinyls is the Phantom Clear vinyl. And she's indicating that we're going to get some transparency with this. The vinyl itself looks pretty freaking cool, I will say.
I also feel like anytime Taylor Nation's trolling us about rap, I'm like, get out of here. We don't want to freaking hear it.
Taylor Nation had been posting Insta stories like for the Eras Tour and stuff with paw prints on them. And so the Black Dog finally like tied that circle too. Everyone was like, why are you posting like a story with Anti-Hero in the background promoting the Eras Tour, but now there's paw prints? Like, where do these paw prints come from?
Dude, the paw prints is a whole nother deep thing that I think I excluded myself from that narrative.
Ryan just entered into evidence a TikTok video about the albatross, and I don't even know why there's so many theories just in that video.
It's basically a poem called I Suck at French, L'Albatross. Sorry to all the French listeners, I did a terrible job. Basically, it means the albatross in French. And in this poem, it's talking about that whole theory of all the knee-deep albatross associations, which we talked about before. But the craziest part of the whole thing is words in the poem that use words like haunted, exiled, the archer. And so you're like, dang, it means nothing in the sense of the poem and everything about just how deep divey Taylor has gone and goes with her poetry. This chick's coming out with an album equating it all to poetry, and she's like, I need to do my freaking research.
And she's saying haunted and exile recently. Those are two of the words that are being used in this TikTok. We'll link to the TikTok in the comments because you just, it's a journey. You have to watch it.
It didn't get enough love. It didn't get enough clout, you know? But I'm here to deep dive for all of you guys. And it's my biggest win when you don't know things and I present to you. That is my biggest win these days. It's like, Molly doesn't know. Let's go.
All right. Well, we want to know your tortured poets theories as we are now a month out from the album release. Please drop your theories in the comments. Let us know what you think of the Black Dog, the Phantom Clear vinyl, French poems.
The rep clowning. Who knows? All the stuff.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Hits Different, a Taylor Swift podcast. Like, rate, or review wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on social at ItHitsDiffPod on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And we will see you next time.
Bye.